Ingham County Board Commissioner Shirley Rogers is on the other end of our line. You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, Shirley, you have two different factions, from what I understand. You've got the Republican caucus and the Democratic caucus that have been at odds over other issues. But on this issue, it seems like we've got the same thing going on here. You've got Vince Dragonetti, who called for your resignation, and then you've got Deb De Leon, who thinks that you're doing a great job and supports you 100%. What are your thoughts on Mr. Dragonetti asking you to step down?
You know, he can, you know, state whatever he wants to state. I don't have any problem with him doing that. But I would hope that anyone would look at the totality of the work. I think it is part of my job to ask questions. I think it's part of my job to be concerned that we have fair and equal treatment. I think it's a part of my job that if we have an EEO policy, for example, on the books, or if we have a covert policy on the books, that those policies are followed. And the only way I can do that is by asking questions to make sure that our administrative procedures are following board policy. So I one of the things I find interesting about this is it, quite frankly, was some of the Republican commissioners from the Board of Commissioners who were insisting that we hire an outside consultant to make a review of the Road Commission. And we proceeded to do that. And now that we have a report, well, then they have problems with the report. And so I think that at this point, the commissioners for the Road Commission need to just make the appropriate decisions for the organization, because quite frankly, we have more knowledge about what actually occurs at the Road Commission than any of the county commissioners do.
Are you going to step down?
At this point, I don't see any reason to step down. I think I'm doing the job I was appointed to do.
Are you happy with the job that Bill Conklin, who's the director of the Road Commission, are you happy with the job he's doing?
In some respects, I am. I think it's like any position. We're good at some things, and other things we need assistance with. I'm not going to comment on Mr. Conklin specifically.
Okay, his contract is due for renewal at the end of December. Will you recommend that he be retained?
I don't know yet. The board hasn't had any discussions about Mr. Conklin, and it isn't going to be my recommendation. It's going to be the board's recommendation.
There were two high-ranking employees who it was rumored that they were going to be terminated. Is that going to happen, to your knowledge?
At this point, I can only say that some discussions are taking place with a couple of employees. I have no idea what the result of those discussions will be. Mr. Conklin and our legal counsel are meeting with them, the board, in a closed session, provided some direction, and we have to see what the results of that will be.
It sounds like there's going to be a shakeup, that you are going to make some changes.
And I guess I can't say yes or no to that because I don't know.
Well, in moving forward, what do you hope to accomplish by the end of the year from the position as board chair?
I want us to continue doing the best job we possibly can for the citizens of Ingham County in maintaining and managing our road system.
We have two more questions for you. Number one, I've heard many folks say that they believe that morale is at an all-time low at the Road Commission. What do you think this is due to?
And I guess it depends on which faction, you know, like any organization. We have some people that are unhappy with what's going on. We have some other people who are looking forward to change. And so I don't know how I decide which piece of morale deserves more value than the other. I think we have to make the best decisions we possibly can. I think we have to explain those decisions, and I think we have to come up with ways to move the organization forward. You know, the consultant made other recommendations that, you know, have not gotten as much play.
And that's my next question. Okay. You're segueing right into those. The consultant recommends that you replace at least some of the agency's managers within 3 months, that you merge at least part of the commission's finance department within 60 days, that the board review policies within 6 months, that the board review employee policies within 6 months, that you redesign the organizational structure within 6 months to meet the rising agency demands with fewer resources, and that you conduct a board retreat to discuss agency matters within the next 90 days. Do you agree with those?
I think that there's merit to all of that, but in addition, the consultant has recommended that we do training with our employees. The consultant has recommended that we have processes that define the skills and qualifications needed to get promotions, and that everybody in the organization knows what they are. And that way, if they want to be promoted, then they know what they need to do in order to be considered. And I consider that to be an absolutely responsible thing that any organization ought to already have in place. And so for me, for the consultant to come in and say these are things that you need to do, well, it supports the contention that I've had for the last 4 years that we don't have processes and procedures in place for promotions and hiring. And I think a responsible organization should have that.
Isn't it interesting that you have all these supposed challenges, proposed challenges, yet the commission has been taking care of their business when it comes to the roads?
And I think we have to thank our employees for that. Even our employees who may be dissatisfied with how promotions are given or how crew leaders are accepted, those employees still have a commitment to doing the job that they're paid to do, and they're able to rise above any personal concerns they have to do the job that our citizens expect them to do. And I take my hats off to them for that. They do, by and large, come to work and do their job.
All right, and then one more question, and we'll let you go. We appreciate your patience. Don Vickers is one of the Republican county commissioners, and he has said that if Conklin's contract is not renewed, that he believes that you should step down as well, saying that your leadership has contributed to any problems at the agency. How do you respond to that?
Oh, I don't, you know, have a response for Mr. Vickers, you know. He's entitled to his opinion.
Shirley, I appreciate your time. As you know, on this program, we want everyone, every side, to have a voice. We appreciate having you on the program so you could have a voice here, too.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, Shirley Rogers is the board chair for the Ingham County Road Commission, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.